Holy Spirit,
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear. And my spirit does perceive. There's a message for me out of your word. And I will hear. And I will adjust with the spirit of understanding. I'll comprehend. This message is for me. Amen.
Amen.
This morning he took me to Matthew chapter 23. And we're going to be touching a little bit of what Jesus was dealing with the disciples in Jerusalem. And we're just going to kind of skim through, starting at verse 37, because again, Jesus is prophesying judgment is coming to Jerusalem. Now you got to remember, if everything that you and I have been doing for 3.5 years with Jesus, miracles, signs and wonders, people coming out of the, you know, the grave, I mean, it's not a normal lifestyle that these guys are involved in, okay? Including the women that are there, because the women were part of it. So, I want to just kind of ask Holy Spirit to highlight the pieces that are important. Because we're going into a season of unknowns, very similar to what they were actually going to go through. Jesus would not be in the earth in the natural body when he's prophesying what he's letting them know. And we, I don't think, have any concept of what the earth is actually going to be shaken to the degree that it's going to be shaken so that we can go forward and keep our eyes in a calm space of grace. Okay? Now, Jesus prophesies judgment coming to Jerusalem. All right? I believe there's countries in this realm right now in our earth that are going to be facing judgment because they consistently refuse Holy Spirit. We have people in our government and the Canadian government and in different nations that are refusing to humble themselves. They want the control, they want to destroy the believers. So I'd say some of the similitude that I believe he's working on is going to be visible to us when we look at what he went through and the warning. 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you are the city that murders your prophets. I don't think that's good news, but that's what he had to tell them, right? You are the city that stones the very messengers who were sent to deliver you. So many times I have longed to gather a wayward people as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were too stubborn to let me. Ouch. And now it is too late, since your city will be left in ruin. If they hadn't been stubborn, I don't think the temple would have been destroyed. Got it? The refusal caused the temple to be literally demolished. For you will not see me again until you are able to say, we welcome the one who comes to us in the name of the Lord. So, yesterday morning, it's snowing to beat the band. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Irene and I have talked about different things. And I put the TV on. And how it happened, I can't even, I put on Trinity, I believe, And then I flip forward a couple of stations, and I'm in a Jewish synagogue bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited. So it's three young ladies that are actually guiding this young man of 13 who is now going to be admitted into manhood. Well, I've never been to a synagogue. I've seen outside, but not inside. And they're celebrating their Sabbath. And so I said to my wife, this is exciting. She says, yeah, have you ever been in one of those? I said, no, but we're in now. And it was in downtown New York. And they said, what name of it? And we watched it for close to an hour. And the young man is literally crying out in song, different parts of the word. They carry the big, Torah. And it was just fascinating, to watch this young man. And his training was intense. And then how they compliment him. I mean, one after the other, they bring in his father, his mother, his grandparents, his great-grandparents. They're all lined up, and they each give him a hug because they're welcoming him into his adult status. Not adult male yet, but status. So I watched all this, and I said, Irene, Jesus went through that. She says, yeah. I said, do you see everybody's building him up?